this is Jello Biafra. Which would you rather have? A pint of booze if you're a recovering alcoholic, or a pint of cacophony, no matter what or who you are?
Speak into the mic, bitch.
Say that into the microphone.
Keep on rocking in the free world, and I mean rock, not pop punk. Not indie poo. Not middle of the road, Miley Cyrus-y dreck.
You're a freak with a microphone.
Good evening, ladies and shitheads. My name is Dan Pacinillo, here at Skid Row Studios. This is a pint of cacophony. Good evening, Jessica.
Hello, Dan.
Good evening, Alex.
Hello.
Cheyenne, scream as loud as you can. Okay.
No. Fail. Good job.
That's okay. We got Cuddy Flam here today.
I am so excited.
They're downstairs. We got to send somebody to go get them, but yeah, we're going to have some fun with them. It's going to be good times for sure. Good times.
But we need to focus on something huge, Dan, that happened to you. And Rodney.
Huge.
Good old Rodney on the Rock.
Yeah, me and Rodney.
With Tom Hanks. You guys are BFFs now, from what I hear.
So, yeah, I went to see Eric Burdon in The Animals with Rodney Bingenheimer.
Because you would.
Yeah, he's...
Who wouldn't?
I would. I'm just saying it's very fitting that Dan, I feel
like. Oh, yeah. Of course. We were talking about it for weeks. It was awesome. We're looking forward to it. And then we're in the VIP booths in the back, and Tom Hanks is sitting next to us. And the coolest thing was we're like, oh my God, that's Tom Hanks.
That's Forrest Gump.
Yeah, that... Oh, man.
Hi, Jenny.
Jenny. But we were just like, maybe we can get a picture with him or something. And then he turns around and sees Rodney and freaks out and gets all starstruck. And that was the coolest moment, really, was him freaking out over Rodney.
Really?
He's like, oh, man, I listened to you, you know, growing up and all the music. And he was asking about all these bands and stuff. And him and Rodney were talking. It was super cool. And Tom Hanks was a really nice dude. Like, seriously, nice dude. Dancing and stuff.
Dude.
And then,
dude.
Was he all into The Animals?
Oh, hell yeah. He was nice. The one who started like the encore chant. He was just screaming like in that Tom Hanks voice, Eric. Over and over. Oh, Eric. It was pretty awesome.
Eric,
he was clapped. Yeah.
I got to do it. Tom Hanks.
Wow. Neither one of you can say. That's like the most American, whitest, easiest name that anyone can say. And both of you fuckers botched it.
So the coolest part was, I mean, Eric Burdon was phenomenal. It was amazing. But then we got to hang out backstage with him for like a couple hours. And I don't know. It's just one of those really awesome rock and roll experiences that I didn't think was going to happen when I walked into that place.
No, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, it was exciting. Definitely. And, you know, talking about The Animals, I want to play It's My Life because they killed it that night. And then we're going to bring Cuddy Flam in here.
Yay, Cuddy Flam.
We're going to find out who the fuck they are. I think, you know, you've met them before.
Hey, Dan.
But not this way.
Who the fuck is Cuddy Flam?
Who the fuck is Cuddy Flam?
Who the fuck is Cuddy Flam?
We had 2 bags of grass, 75 pellets of mescaline, 5 sheets of high-powered blotter acid, a salt shaker half full of cocaine, a whole galaxy of multicolored uppers, downers, screamers, laughers, also a quarter tequila, quarter rum, case of beer, pint of raw ether, 2 dozen amyls. Not that we needed all that for the trip, but once you get locked into a serious drug collection, the tendency is to push it as far as you can.
It's my life, and I'll do what I want. Broussard trying to stagger free. Meanwhile, it's played along to him. Centering pass, flagged down by Green. Played into traffic, though. Starting back up with it now is Martinez in a 3-on-2. Clifford gave it across. It's held in a shot. Safe. Rebound. Score! That's Martinez!
Come here, primitive, a dog and slave. Riding on the wings of that Jesus name. Ground with no cold-blooded man.
Same as the last time, remember? Your crowd control. I'll handle the employees.
I love you, pumpkin.
I love you, honey bunny.
All right, everybody, be cool. This is a robbery.
Any of you fucking pricks move, and I'll execute every motherfucking last one of you, including you, Cutty Flam.
Dark. had the craziest night. Things got totally out of hand. I got super wasted and I don't remember what happened. All I remember is seeing those flashing red and blue lights behind me. Now I'm looking at a DUI.
Aw, man, that's gonna cost so much money. How are you gonna pay for that?
Getting in trouble with the law is never an easy thing to deal with. The constant stress over how to get past your sticky situation doesn't always have to completely overcome you. Attorney Alexander Fuque focuses on DUI and criminal defense. He will help your case with less of a headache. Contact Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center if you are facing any criminal arrest charges. And we're talking any. He can help. If your case is drug-related, a DUI, or you've been charged with something more serious, no problem. Just visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com or call 626-385-8840. The Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Cody Flam!
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony.
That was awesome. Who is Cody Flam?
That's the Michael Bay version.
That's a Michael Bay.
Yeah, we added an explosion.
we did.
The lens flare. It's everywhere.
So we got you guys here again. This is your second time.
We've been here before?
Yeah, you've been here one time.
Man, it's been so long.
We had Cuddy and Bang Bangs, Chewy Louie, and Sneaky B. How are y'all doing?
Hey, what's up?
How's everybody?
Great.
Feeling good? Jessica's also sitting in with us.
I am. Oh, no, I don't matter, though.
Oh.
Hi, Jessica. Because we have Cuddy Flam.
We welcome you to the club.
Thank you.
With open arms.
Thank you, Cuddy.
So Cuddy Flam is the rock and roll soundtrack to the 1950s B-movie starring Richie Valens, opposite Betty Page, directed by Quentin Tarantino. That's a great description. I think it's very true.
Yeah, I figured it took some of my favorite influences and was like, hey, if I made a movie, what would that sound like?
Boom.
And Cuddy there we go. Flam. Cuddy Flam was born.
Cuddy Flam!
That was great.
One more time, please.
Is there a button?
Oh, there's a button.
There's a button. Alex is the button.
I'm the button man.
Thanks, button man.
I don't think we talked about this last time you guys were here, but how did you guys even get together as a band?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Oh, yeah, we're getting into shit today. Uh-oh. We're getting deep.
This is the Barbara Walters version.
Teddy, you usually give the short answer to things, so.
All right, so what happened was I had these recordings in my bedroom, or bedroom recordings, or whatever you want to call them. And I was like, man, it'd be awesome to play these songs live one day. So I think Bang Bangs was originally like the singer and guitar player. And I was like backup rhythm.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's
what? Everything's all backwards.
But then we got together with Chewy Louie and we were like, you know what? We don't even have a drummer. So Bang Bangs was our percussionist in another band that I had a long time ago. So she took the drum set out, literally this 6-year-old drum set that was just sitting there collecting dust, put it all together, and then she's like, I was like, whoa, that's amazing.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Well, I mean, if you listen to the record, that's basically the backbone of the entire record.
That's all I do.
Yeah, and then I was like, hey, we have a show, let's practice, and that was it. We played like, I don't know, 3 original songs, bunch of covers, and...
Who did you cover?
That was it. Oh, man.
Penny and the Quarters was one of them.
Oh, nice. I like that song.
That one song.
We usually put songs to the graveyard. That's what we call it. We play a couple of songs then.
After we send them to the Meat Factory.
The Meat Factory, yeah. She's a little more vicious than I am. I'd say the graveyard, but she wants to grind them all up.
All right. Graveyard.
I like it,
though. And then we met, and then we knew Sneaky B from another project of ours called Killsonic, and we used to be in an avant-garde jazz ensemble with like 30 people. But that's a whole different lifetime ago. And he kept showing up at our shows, and he was like our biggest fan on like Facebook and Instagram. He'd win every competition. I was like, you know what? This guy just stalked you until you let him in the band.
Like,
man, do you want to play a little sax? And I was like, I got this song, the one that you guys just heard.
Right. We heard him playing sax. That was great job, dude. It sounds so good.
Thank you. And then that was it. And then he stuck around long enough where. We're just like, find 4 people in the band.
He snuck his way into the band.
I know, right?
That's why his name's Sneaky B.
Once I got a...
Sneaky B. Oh, makes sense.
It was official when I got my nickname.
Can we go through the nicknames and can you tell us what they mean?
Sure.
What's Cuddy?
Well, Cuddy's basically a short version of Cuddy Flam.
Okay.
So, you know. That's not that hard to explain.
Oh my God, Dan.
And then...
Bang Bangs
because she plays the drums.
And I have bangs.
Ah, I see.
Banging.
They're perfect.
Bangin'. We're both banging. I like it.
And Chewy Louie was just so much fun to say.
Yeah.
Because his real name is, we don't want to say on air.
Yeah.
But.
It's not appropriate.
Why? It's definitely not appropriate.
Bang Bang's idea to
for that nickname, so
he was the first. Stuck on me. He was definitely the first one that had.
Yeah. Now I want to know what the nickname. What
the real name?
What the real, you don't need to know our real names.
There we don't have real names.
I feel like we should have Cuddy Flam nicknames.
Okay.
Like,
can we give them nicknames?
Like, can we give them new nicknames? Yeah.
Like official. Maybe like we should have some.
Like you guys should have.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well,
yeah, you guys.
Maybe by the end of the show.
Yeah, by the end of the show, you guys can. Donna, knight us.
We'll ponder. We'll let them ponder.
Members of the Flam community.
We'll let them
sit. Flam. Flamville.
Once we come here for like the fifth time, then you'll be in the band by then.
We'll have patches and everything. It's going to be great.
Pins.
Pins and patches. So what is it about the 50s that's so appealing to you guys?
I know, you guys look like you're straight out of Back to the Future right now.
Oh my God. I am like from
Cuddy Flam!
Thank you, Alex.
You're welcome.
No, I mean, we love the 50s. I mean, the whole project started when I shot a documentary out in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just so enthralled with the culture, the lifestyle, the look, the finesse, the beauty of it all.
The attention.
And
the detail, I mean.
Yeah, the details, you know. It's all in the details, the sparkliness of everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a musician, so I write songs regardless of what style. And when I was thinking about the next project, I thought, it's got to be electric. It's got to be loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like the 50s was a perfect backdrop to the story I wanted to tell. So that's what this all is.
It's like the birth of rock and roll. It makes sense. That's awesome.
When you guys commit to it, too, because it's not just the sound. It's your look and all your little YouTube promo videos.
Your attitude.
So
even
cute.
Your fucking nickname.
The little 50s videos. I love it.
Yeah, we act silly on video.
Oh, that's great. We're buttheads too.
That's actual real life. You know, we just roll the camera.
Yeah.
And it just plays out like that.
It's just how the show works, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's nothing about us you see here that's different.
Nope.
No, not at all.
This is true.
Is it true that you guys try to find a producer online?
Yes, that is actually true. Sneaky B. He's actually a producer on the record. See, this was before he was officially in the band.
I see.
And, so he really worked his way in. Now I really get why they call you Sneaky B.
You know, I mean, apart from, you said we've been in projects together musically,
mm-hmm.
but also we were friends first, you know?
Yeah.
And I've always been...
According to you, the stalker, though.
We've always been friends.
Creeper.
No, he just sneaks his way in. He's not a stalker.
Well, yeah, I believed, you know?
Yeah. You saw it early.
I saw it before the hype.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you have Kickstarter.
I was their first man.
You have all those crowdfunding campaigns and things like that, and we just decided to go a little bit more old school, you know, just some face-to-face and just say, hey, people, if you like our music, if you want to be a part of it, contact us.
And my fiance, Janine, as well.
Yes. Yeah,
she also.
Cool.
Producer.
And we have other angel investors in our band, which we all love you, by the way, if you're listening. And, I mean, we just wanted the community to be a part of it, whatever way they could.
That's great.
So, just without the middleman of, you know.
That's really cool. I dig
the man
you guys.
Taking their 15%.
I think
whatever.
We talked about that a little bit, like off mic last time you guys were here. Made me want to hug you.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
you can hug me
for a long time.
Dan gives good hugs.
Like I give he amazing
does.
Fucking
he does. They're
hugs.
Like, they're those great manly bear hugs.
Mm. Yeah.
Sometimes like you just need one.
You just feel comfortable after hugging me. That's how it works.
All right, let's not go too far.
I do feel comfortable.
Alex, you were trying to make out with Dan when we were doing liners, so that doesn't surprise
that
me.
That is not true.
You know, what
that
happens
is
in the studio stays in the studio. You're not studio, supposed to break
not
up.
Not if I have to watch it happen.
You could have stepped down. You chose to watch it.
This
you
is
chose.
True. This is true. Let's talk about Burger Review.
Yeah.
Every time.
Kills
me every
we
time.
Are super excited.
For Burger Review.
Yeah, the Burger Review,
baby.
Yes. So we need some deets. Who else is playing?
Yeah,
who are you looking
it.
Forward to hanging out with at the show?
Ronnie Spector is playing.
That's so cool.
We're going to hang out with her so hard. And then the OCs.
Yes, John Dwyer.
Love the OCs.
Yes, love it.
King Khan and
Cute
the Shrine.
Man.
Oh, I'm going to best friend the shit out of him.
King Khan and the Shrines? All of them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all of them.
Nick Waterhouse?
Nick Waterhouse.
Oh, yes, of course, Nick.
Michael Ray and the Wobegons are
our
BBA.
Best bands, friends forever.
Yes.
Cool.
Shout out, by the way.
And Summer Twins.
And Cuddy Flam.
And Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam.
Cuddy Flam's
that's
playing.
Right. And then
that's cool.
Some other bands, a lot of other cool bands, Mystic Braves, Vicky and the Vengeance. The
I know Vicky from Rodney's crew.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's been playing them for a long time. Long time. It's cool stuff. I love Vicky. Vicky and the Vengeance. They're great.
Yeah, so it's going to be freaking fantastic at the Observatory.
And this is all going down July 1st. Yeah.
That's right. July 1st.
Yeah. Get your tickets.
Observatory in Santa Ana, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't wait to be there.
Our first time. That's the OC, right?
Mm-hmm. That's Orange County.
That will be our first time in the OC.
You guys are all over the place. Just got from Vegas.
Yeah.
Cafe Nella, you got that coming up on the 19th. I love that place, too. Dave Travis, he's a great dude.
I've never been there.
You're gonna love it. You're definitely gonna love it.
A lot of the places we go to and play, it's like we just kind of want to go there. So a good excuse for us to go there is just to play.
We can put it on the calendar, man.
That's right.
Exactly.
For free.
Well, it's great having you guys here. We're gonna go into some more music. We're gonna definitely play more Cudi Flam. But when we come back, we're playing Sexy Oki. Sexy Oki with Cudi Flam.
Uh-huh.
Like this very white voice.
Like it.
This is a Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan.
Los Angeles, start your VCRs.
Stay with more energy.
All of a sudden, I'm thirsty.
Give me a Bud Light.
So I go to the refrigerator.
I can't tell him Bud Light.
I just know how it's gonna taste.
Want some Bud Light? Want some Bud Light?
already know who you are? Maybe everybody else wants to enjoy the peace and quiet. This is one of the most important places in all of North America. Who are you? Who are you?
Dipshit. If you don't like my policies, you can come down here and smooch my big old white butt.
Dan!
Pucker up, buttercup. What?
Cuddy Flam's online too.
Oh, your Max Hatan.
Why are we trying to do that? The song's not over, man.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name is Dan Patronillo. That was Robot Heart by Cuddy Flam. That's my favorite one off that album, just so you guys know.
I knew it.
I like it.
I knew it. I could see it in your eyes, though. What's going on?
They were glimmering.
They were glazed.
That sparkle.
Before that was Mischief with Don't Make Me, and then L.A. Witch doing Get Lost. But we're here to play a game.
Sexy
called
Okie.
Sexy Okie.
Welcome to Sexy Okie.
So sexy.
That's a good turn.
Sneaky B. Hey, that's that chick from that commercial.
Hey, that's that girl from that commercial. That dumb bitch.
Jessica.
She commits. She
it's can me, say that. So it's okay. I can say it.
You're the girl from the lawyer commercial?
You should get an autograph.
I will get an autograph.
I'm famous. So famous that no one realizes it's the same person. Every guest we have on, they're like, wait, that's you? That's you, bro?
Women of many
I knew
talents.
It.
That's right. Bang Bang knew it.
Was Dan.
She knew it. I was, yeah, well,
when
I tried.
Was just like grabbing you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was me grabbing that. Him. That was That's where, so I was involved in one form or another.
Let's play Sexy Okie.
Let's play Sexy Okie. Okay. Sexy. So the point of this game, you guys all have a list of songs in front of you. You get to pick one and give us your sexiest version of it. And I'm going to pick the winner at the end on who did the best job. We're going to start with Sneaky B. Why don't you...
Sexy Okie.
Do I get a backing track? Or?
Nope.
This is all acapella.
Acapella, baby.
Why don't you tell us what your choices are and what you picked and why, and then go for it.
Well, my choice is a Human League, Don't You Want Me.
I like
and,
it.
And, well, I'm going to leave you thinking why I chose it.
Okay.
All right, well, then let's
just get into it.
Let's hear it.
Here we go. Hold on.
Oh my God. I'm not sure if I'm ready for this.
Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it. When I hear that, you won't see me.
He's gentle.
Don't. This is that one part, you know. Don't. I gotta do this. What do you want me to? What do you got me here?
Sexy.
I think he's
spent.
Is it hot in here?
Really actually, I'm getting a little warm.
I don't think that was fake. There, I think I got
myself
there.
That was a little fast. I don't know.
Well.
Just saying.
Were you even singing?
I thought the purpose was open to interpretation.
It was.
There was no wrong answer.
There is no wrong.
There's
this
no
is
wrong
just
for sexy Okie.
No, I mean that was pretty sexy.
Thank you, Jessica.
See, finally, okay.
I'm pretty sure Dan needs to change his underwear.
You don't even want to know.
All right, Chewy Louie.
Oh, my turn.
Hit me with your best shot.
Talk about dribble.
Okay.
What's your choice?
Billy Idol, Rebel Yell.
Yeah.
That's the only one I know.
Oh, because it's like, because Rebel Yell's about sex.
Yes.
Is it?
That's
yeah.
True, but,
oh, I see the theme in songs now.
Pia, I did not do that on purpose, so let's.
Oh, she's good.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Here we go.
Last night, a little dancer came dance to my door. Last night, a little angel came pumping on the floor. Come on, baby, I got a license for love. And it if expires, pray of help from above. Because in the midnight hour, she cried more. At the rail of Rebel Yell, I cried more. In the middle of the house, baby, more. With the river, more.
God.
Okay. Thank you very much.
1,000 points.
OMG.
That was excellent.
That was good.
I think we do need to turn up the air conditioning.
It's getting a little hot in here.
Dreamy's a pro. He did that bunny one last time.
Cuddy is breaking shit.
Sorry. It was that. It was
be
that
careful
song.
With okay. my microphone.
I didn't realize you were that excited.
I think it's a heat. You guys got to crank up the AC.
All right. So now we have two down. Now, Cuddy and Bang Bangs, you guys are going to go together.
Duo.
Oh, a duet.
They usually do.
Hey! But do they at the same time?
Sing duets together, yes.
We'll find out.
No.
All right. So by default, we chose Four Seasons. Can't take my eyes off of
it. I'm so
great
excited
song,
for this.
It's the greatest
and
default
it's,
sex song.
It's topical. There's a movie coming out.
Jersey Boys. Hello. Yeah.
I'm so Clint Eastwood making the. Come on.
I know.
The
come
Jersey Boys
on.
Movie by Clint Eastwood.
I've never heard of it.
It doesn't get much more perfect. I don't know.
I love Clint Eastwood, so.
It's glorious. All right, let's hear it.
All right, so. All right, you can start, baby.
I can't.
Oh. What's. This is just acting. This is all acting, ladies and gentlemen.
Put it a little more
okay?
in the light for me.
It's not reality. Here we go.
Pardon. The way that I stare, there's nothing
else to compare. The sight of you
leaves me weak. There are no words left to speak.
There are no words.
But if you feel like I feel,
speak.
Please let me know that
you're
it's
too
real.
Just good to be true.
Just
can't take my eyes off of you, girl. I love you, baby. And if it's quite all right, I need you, baby.
Going too fast for me.
Too warm.
I gotta hear the chorus.
Too warm, the lonely nights. There you go. I love you, baby. Trust in my way. Trust when I say, I'm pretty, baby. Don't bring me down. I pray. I'm pretty, baby.
Let me love you.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Oh, that was that cute. Dude.
I'm not done. Okay, fine. I have been forced into.
That was great.
Conceit. That was magical.
I felt like I witnessed a very
down,
intimate experience.
You guys win.
I feel like you two won.
You came
Everybody
close.
Did a great job.
Chewy Louie came close. But that
he came close.
Pun intended. Yes. But I mean, that was magical. That was lovemaking.
That was lovemaking.
So I'm
Via
gonna
song.
We're gonna go. Lovemaking. We're going to go to the next song break, and we'll come back and talk to Cuddy Flam some more. We'll talk about your music, and I'm going to go get some wet wipes. This
Girl.
Is a Panic Cacophony. Thanks, guys.
We'll be right back.
talents, it serves as the foundation of creativity. You obviously don't have the talent. You don't have enough respect for yourself or other people, or what it is to express yourself in music or any other form of creativity. And I'm an NYU film school graduate, sucker.
Do you have some phlegm in your throat?
Dude, Cuddy phlegm.
Sugar. I know that you see me watching. crazy. Yeah, you drive me crazy. I know you're going down. I know you're going crazy. I know you're going down. Every time you make me crazy. Yeah, you drive me crazy. Yeah, you drive me crazy.
What happened, man? What's your problem?
Can you believe it? I got fired. I've had this job for years, and out of nowhere, they tell me to pack up and leave. I don't get it. I don't deserve this, and I need this income.
Really? That doesn't sound right, man. You need to do something about this. You should get someone to help you fight this.
Imagine losing your job for something out of your control or being harassed at work. In this economy, we depend so heavily on our sources of income. Getting it taken away from us for wrongful reasons is devastating. If you've been wrongfully terminated from your job, call attorney Alexander Fuque at Fuque Law Center. He'll fight for you. Contact by phone at 626-385-8840 or visit his website at www.fuquelawcenter.com. Fuque Law Center serves anywhere in California, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Orange County.
Welcome back to A Pint of Cacophony. My name's Dan Patronillo, and this is Skid Row Studios. Hi, guys.
Hey, Dan.
Hi, guys. Cuddy Flam's here.
Hello, Dan.
Cuddy Flam.
I got your nickname for you, Dan.
Yeah, let's get our Cuddy Flam nicknames.
Yes.
All right, so I would call you Demolition Dan.
That's pretty good.
Because you literally destroy everything in your path.
Oh.
In a good way.
So touching.
I love that.
I'm so full. Demolition Dan. I want the tattoo.
That's it.
Right ass cheek.
All right. What about Jessica?
You would be Jazzy Jess.
Ooh,
Jazzy
Jess. Oh,
that sounds.
I like that.
I want that one.
Thanks,
we'll
man.
In New Orleans.
You're very welcome.
Jazzy Jess.
What about me?
Jazzy
what about me?
Jess.
Yeah. Alex.
What about me? What's Alex's?
Give it to me.
I love those sideburns, man.
I know. So
all right. I like where you're going with this.
Uh-huh.
That's my man, Sideburn Alex.
Sideburn Alex.
Yeah.
Sideburn Alex.
We'll
you.
Have to work on that one
yeah,
a
well,
little
that's,
bit.
That's a working
work.
Do we have
title.
One for Cheyenne?
I was going to call him Big Red.
Notable.
Oh, I like that.
Chewy Louie has Big Red.
Big Red.
I like Chewy Louie.
Big Red?
Yes.
I knew you would.
She is Cherry Shay.
Cherry Shay.
Cherry Shay. I like that. All right. She likes it. She's smiling.
I accept.
Cherry Shay.
I'm happy with my new
movie.
Oh, can we please be
in
this
movie?
Oh, my
God, yes.
We make little movies, so we're going to get all our friends to act in them soon.
I would love to.
That'd be awesome. Well, let's have the whole crew on a movie. That'd be great.
Yes.
What are your next shows so we can find Cuddy Flam?
We have a show this Thursday at Cafe Nela with our friends Mui Mubao, Dave Dominique. And then we have another show on, Saturday,
right?
Saturday, I believe, at the Redwood Bar.
The 21st.
The 21st with Gambler's Mark. And a couple other folks.
And then the Burger Review
Burger
on July
Review.
1st.
Yes, and then the Burger Review with all those amazing artists.
Make we'll sure be there. We're going to cover it.
I know you are.
Yes.
We're going to dance
gonna
so hard
so
together.
Hard. Yeah.
And then where can we buy your music?
Oh, well, you can actually buy our music.
What?
It's not available for buying.
You
unless
can.
You come to our show.
You what? Have to come to a show
if
to get
Cuddy
Flam music.
If you come to our show, we have CDs.
There's a catch?
Beyond that, you can't get it on any of those
I have
sites.
One. I have one.
I You're want lucky. One.
I have one too.
You'll be able to get one in
Shut
September.
Up, Alex.
What? An STD?
Yes.
Oh, man. Our CDs do not give you STDs.
Well, that's good. Cyber.
Guaranteed?
Guaranteed.
I'm glad you guys came back, and I'm looking forward to these next shows with you guys. This has been A Pint of Cacophony. Cuddy Flam, check him out on Twitter and Instagram. They're everywhere. And so are we. You can follow Pint of Cacophony on Twitter, Instagram, on Facebook, and please subscribe on iTunes.
What are you trying to say?
Damn it.
I knew it was fucking up, so I don't know. I'm sorry. It downloads automatically to your computer without you having to even touch it, so just subscribe. It's easier, guys.
I love that. I subscribe.
I love it, too.
We listen to it all the time.
Me, too.
We appreciate the love.
Me, three.
All right, good night, everybody. We'll see you guys next Monday with Chuck Tikowski. It's going to be awesome.
That's the spirit. Thank you. Thank you for your honesty. Now fuck off and die.